Chapter 18. Going Home.
When we go ashore, Captain Smollett said, someone must stay on the ship and guard Silver.
Not me, said the doctor. I've got to buy the medicine we need.
And I want to buy the food that we need, said the squire.
And I just want to go ashore, I said.
Well, Ben Gunn, said Captain Smollett, I think you'll have to stay here and guard this mutineer.
But I want to buy some clothes,
Ben said.
I'll buy you trousers and a shirt and a jacket, said the squire.
Perhaps we'll stay here for 2 days, the captain said. You can go ashore tomorrow. It was exciting to be in a busy port after being on the island. I ate pineapples, drank milk from a coconut, and bought presents to take home. It was wonderful. The captain found 10 sailors to sail to England with us. That evening, we returned to the Hispaniola and found Ben very unhappy.
What's the matter, Ben? The doctor asked.
He's gone. Silver's gone.
How did that happen? Asked the captain.
I fell asleep, Ben said, and when I woke up, he wasn't here. Gone. Gone.
Did he take anything? The captain asked.
Yes, Ben said. He took 1 bag of gold coins.
Captain Smollett was angry, but he didn't say anything.
You know, said the doctor, laughing, I'm pleased he escaped.
Why? Asked the captain.
I promised to help him when we returned to England, the doctor said, but I didn't want to keep my promise because he is a murderer.
2 days later, we sailed to England. The day we sailed into Bristol was one of the happiest days of my life. From there, I returned home. It was wonderful to be at the Admiral Benbow and to see my dear mother again. We all got some of the treasure, and most of us used it carefully. Captain Smollett continued sailing for 2 more years, and then he went to live in a village by the sea with his family. My mother and I still have the inn, but now we've got 2 servants, and we don't have to work so much. Dr. Livesey and Squire Trelawney retired when we returned from our adventures. We often meet, and we sometimes talk about those exciting days on Treasure Island. We never hear a word about Long John Silver. Ben Gunn drank and gambled his part of the fortune very quickly. He lives near us in a little wooden house, and we often meet in the village. He goes to church every week, and then he comes to our inn for a drink. One day, I asked Ben, did Long John Silver escape from the ship, or did you help him? Ben didn't reply, but with a smile, he sang,
15 men on a dead man's chest. Yo-ho-ho, and a bottle of rum!